Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
99645.
99645, and your first and last name?
It would be under my husband's name, Keith Williams.
All right, thank you for that. And can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
1500 South Phil Court, PHYL, Palmer, Alaska, 99645.
Okay, thank you for that as well. Let's see. So I do see where you placed the order for the Keto Xen, Keto and the Cleanse on the 20th of February. You paid the shipping for $745 and $670 for those two products entering the 14-day trial period form. May I ask you, how may I help you?
Yes, my husband, he thought that the $745 and the $670 was the cost of the diet pills that he ordered. He was not aware that that our account was going to get charged another $92 and $93 for the product. So I need to see what we can do to return this product and make sure that you guys are not planning on charging our account for any future products.
Okay. Now, I do apologize about that misunderstanding. He did just pay the shipping to begin with, and then it was in the terms and conditions about the 14-day trial and the billing afterwards. Now, I would hate for to lose him as a customer because that product, it really is overall a good product. It do, like, reduce the appetite, increase your metabolism. I can offer 35% discount off all future orders if you would like.
No, ma'am, we do not want this product. $200 is a very steep price for this product. And I've got Southern roots, but you were speaking very fast. So could you repeat what you just said?
I said I can't offer a 35% discount because it is overall a good product. Now,
right,
let's
before
see.
That, what did you say before the discount for future products?
I said that I can give him you said what I said about the future products?
No, I just could. You were talking so fast I could not understand what you were saying.
Okay, so basically I said that product really is overall a good product. And it do reduce appetite and increase your metabolism. Ma'am?
Right. It does sound good, but this is not something that our family can afford. So
okay, so how about
that,
a 50% discount? It'll be, let's see, a 50% discount off our future order will be $46.45.
No, ma'am, we're not interested. Not interested. So you said it was a 2-week free trial?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So basically you paid the shipping to begin with. You entered the 14-day trial for that product. In order to keep the product with that shipping price, you had to give us a call to counsel during your 14-day trial period. If not, it do bill your account for the full price.
Which is
so that's the reason.
$200.
Yeah, that's the original price for the full product. Now, I can go ahead and get it canceled out for you. That way you won't receive any further charges, and we're not taking any returns. So he can't keep that product. I do at least want him to continue, you know, trying it out to see how it worked for him. But let's see. Give me one moment. Let me just notate your account, and I can provide you with your cancellation number. All right, so it is now canceled out for you, and I do have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, 310819, 1 D as in dog, and 0.
So C as in Frank, F as in, I don't even know what, I can't think straight. as in Frank, F as in Franklin, 310-819, 1, D as in Delta, O as in Oscar.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Oh, it's not O, it's 0.
Yes, 0. The number 0.
Okay, it's hard to tell with those O's and zeros what it is. So future orders are canceled as of now. So there is nothing we can do about the $200 that was charged to our account without our knowledge.
Okay, I won't be able to issue a refund on that charge due to no call during your 14-day trial to counsel. However, it is now canceled out for you. That way you won't receive any further charges.
Okay, so there's no way to return the unopened, unused product.
Yeah, we're not taking any returns as of right now due to COVID-19.
Okay, and you're refusing to...
Well, it's not that we're refusing. It's just the simple fact, well, you have to give us a call to, you know, cancel your account to prevent from being charged.
When was that date that the 2 weeks ended?
When your account
because
was
get this package. We got this package a couple of days ago.
I do see where the order was placed on the 20th, and it shipped out and it delivered on the 26th. So your 14-day trial ended. Let's see. Give me one moment.
How many days ago did we get this package? 3 days ago?
All right, give me one moment. I'm just counting for it because actually your account was billed way past your 14-day trial ended. So let me just be sure that I'm counting correctly because let's see. Give me one moment.
The $200 was billed to my account 2 days ago.
Okay,
my account just a couple of days ago, but that was right before we received your package.
Let me explain, ma'am. When you first, basically, your 14-day trial actually starts when you first place the order. Your trial should have ended on the 6th of March. So if it delivered late, because we do give it 4 business days to ship. I do see where it was late and it delivered 6 days later on the 26th. I do see where the USPS delivered it on the 26th. So it actually billed your account 4 days later as well. So you billed your account. It gave you more than enough time to give, 4 days to give us a call to cancel your account to prevent from being billed.
Right, but we only received your product like 4 days ago. And then
I do see where it delivered on the 26th, ma'am. 4 days ago wasn't the 26th. I do see where USPS, the tracking number, shows that it have been delivered on the 26th to your address.
Okay, I don't know when they delivered it, but we did not receive it till 4 days ago. We received it 4 days ago. I went into my account, and that is where I saw that you billed us $200. And then I had to go back in my account to see the initial $7 that was billed out to these different names of people. Power Fitness, Lean Diet, Extreme Elite Fitness, like so many different names. And then the package doesn't even reflect any of those names. It says TPX Fulfill Service.
Yes, ma'am. So I do go by the, I'm not sure when did you, you know, get it out the mail or however you know, collect your mail, but I do see where it did deliver on the 26th, and we do go by the day that it delivered, which was on the 26th. I'm not sure when you received it or when you picked it up from your mailbox, but your account is now canceled out. That way you won't receive any further charges.
Okay, may I have your name, please, ma'am?
My name is Jayla.
Jayla.
I don't have a number, but it's Jayla. Jayla.
Jayla, Jayla. Okay, so we got this product 4 days ago and saw that we were billed $200, and you are refusing to fix the situation.
I'm not refusing to fix the situation,
correct?
Ma'am. I am going by USPS where it shows that it have been delivered on the 26th, because I do know that if you would receive the product late, I'm not sure how you go about, you know, getting your mail, but I do know that I do see where it did deliver on the 26th. So that is that I am going by, since I am showing that it has been delivered by USPS. And they did mark it and said that they delivered it on the 26th. And it actually billed your account 18 days later from the 14-day trial period. So you had time to give us a call to counsel, even after you probably forgot, you know, you placed the order for the product, you had to pay the shipping.
No, ma'am,
the full price.
I was not aware of the charge to my account. I was not aware of the situation. I had no idea what was coming or what product it was, and I had no clue that you were going to be billing my account $200. I'm not the one that placed the order. That would be my husband. So
okay, well, I do apologize about that.
I was not aware, and as soon as I found out, I confronted him, and I called the bank immediately.
Okay. May I ask you, did you file a dispute on that charge?
I will be filing a dispute, yes, ma'am, because he was not aware that he was going to get charged $200. I was not aware it even existed and did not, neither of us, give y'all permission to take $200 out of our account. We can't afford that. You left us with a very small amount left in our account to take care of our family.
Okay. Now, I apologize about that, but it was stated in the terms and conditions. Now, to prevent from you filing the dispute, because the charges are legal and valid charges, and now we do have a tracking number for that charge, and, you know, let me just explain the dispute process to you, and I can work with you here. So basically, the dispute process, what happens during the dispute process is your credit card company or bank, they do give us a call to verify the terms and conditions and the tracking number, showing that the charges are legal and valid. At that point, you wouldn't be eligible for a refund. So what I can do for you, let's see. The charges is for $92.90. Give me one moment, ma'am. It's for $92.90 and $91.89. So what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund on those two charges. And for the 35% refund, it'll be $32.52 on that $92.90 charge and on the $91.89 charge. Let me get that price for you. It'll be, let's see, $32.16 for you.
For each charge, the $91.89 and the $92.90?
Yes, ma'am, with a 35% refund. So just to help you out a little bit more, since you wasn't, you know, you say that you wasn't aware of the terms and conditions and you picked up the package late, I can issue a 50% refund, and it'll be $45.95 on that $89 charge. And on the $92.90 charge, it'll be $46.45. On those two charges for you.
And the 50% is the best you can give me.
Now, I can throw in my family and friends discount, making it a 75% discount for you. Let's just see what those amounts will be. Let's see. So the 75% refund, it'll be let's see, $69.68. For the $92.90 charge. And then for the, let's see, $91.89 charge, it'll be $20, it'll be $68.92.
Okay. I will go with the 75% back.
Okay. No problem. Give me one moment. Let me just get your account refunded for you. All right, just to let you know, I am still here, just getting your account refunded for you.
Appreciate that.
No problem, ma'am. All right, so it is now refunded for you. And that refund should return back into your account between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that's 75% on the $91.89 and 75% on the $92.90.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, no problem. I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.